with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. UN experts are speaking out on the plight of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, imprisoned in Russia on charges of spying.
The Working Group on Arbitrary Detention said there was a striking lack of any factual or legal substantiation for spying charges leveled against the 32-year-old journalist. The group said his nationality has been a factor in his detention, and as a result, the case against him was discriminatory. Gershkovitz went on trial behind closed doors last week. He was arrested on March 29th of last year while on a reporting trip on espionage charges that he and his employer and the U.S. government vehemently deny. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. government is paying drug maker Moderna to develop a pandemic flu vaccine.
Moderna is getting $176 million from the Department of Health and Human Services to accelerate development of a pandemic influenza vaccine that would be used to treat bird flu in people. Officials say the project can be quickly redirected to target another form of influenza if a different threat than the H5N1 form of bird flu emerges. That virus was detected earlier this year in dairy cows, and three people have been infected. But officials say the threat to the general population remains low. Mike Hempen, Washington.
U.S. new vehicle sales rose only slightly in the second quarter, despite larger discounts and slightly lower prices. Auto industry analysts predict that still lower prices are coming and suggest buyers consider waiting for better deals. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 162 points, the NASDAQ rose 169, the S&P advanced 33. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have now closed mosques in two other provinces with large populations of Muslims. This is SRN News. Officials say more than 100 people have been killed in a stampede at a religious gathering in northern India.
Hundreds of people had gathered at the meeting of a Hindu religious preacher in the district of Hathras in northern India when the incident happened. It's not immediately clear what led to the crush. Reports said a tent had been set up for the meeting, but people started feeling uncomfortable as it was hot and humid. Confusion spread when many tried to leave the tent at the same time. The medical officer said many had been admitted to hospital.
The BBC's Ambarazan Athirajan. Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a powerful Category 4 storm on a path toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least six people have died after Beryl slammed the southeast Caribbean. A hurricane watch was in effect for Jamaica. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.